Roman Manzio. At this point in the 3rd century AD, a Roman hostel, Manzio, was located directly above what was then the Rhine bank. The foundation walls were uncovered during excavations. Parts can be seen through the viewing window in the original. The ground plan is outlined in the pavement. The outline of the building was approximately 12 by 22 meters. It was complex with gray whack and slate foundations. The rising walls consisted of tufa stones and were about 2 Roman feet, about 60 centimeters, thick on the lower story. The building materials all came from Fodifel. They were loaded in the Roman port of Andernach and transported by ship to Neuss. 5 rooms can be distinguished inside the building. The 2 central areas were heated by ducts embedded in the ground and covered with brick slabs. Numerous findings of hollow bricks, tubular ducts, suggest that the warm air was directed upwards through a wall heating system. In the southeast corner, the pillars of an extensive floor heating system, hypocaust system, were laid open on a screed layer. It heated a small bath. On the front and on the south side, the hostel was surrounded by a porch, porticus. In front of the building's south corner, stood a massive tufa well to supply the travelers' draft animals. The well frame is unique in Neuss. It consists of approximately 80 by 80 centimeters, precisely cut original segment stones which were mined near Kruft in the Eifel. Thanks to its outstanding location on the Rhine River and direct access to the Roman Rhine River Road, the hostel was used by travelers on the water and land route. The building was abandoned in the 4th century and served as a quarry from the 9th century. Sources and texts: Office for City Planning, Underground Monument Conservation.